Welcome back to another episode talking with TJ, week six. Still no chairs. We did find a bench somewhere though. So at least we've got some back support this week. But Darren, would you rather be sitting on like a nice, big, comfy recliner or this hard, kind of wobbly bench? We're some big guys.
This definitely reminds me of high school where you used to get the bologna sandwiches and stuff like that. So definitely the recliner is more manly for me, for sure.
Yeah. Well, this whole production is kind of like high school level. So.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have a budget. Well, thank you for taking time out of your very, very busy schedule to come on the show. Oh, we had a setback last week. We had Zettel on. He was the first defender. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to give it a couple weeks before we have another guy. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the best.
Us offensive guys have a lot more personalities. Is that what you're saying?
Big time. Yeah, big time. A little smarter, too. We'll cut that out. All right, so you're obviously first year here in Detroit. Yeah. Mine as well. Big body, blocking tight end, can catch the ball.
So. I've always been seen as like a tackle with hands. That's everybody always describes me.
Well, I think it makes me feel more. Yeah. You proved it, you know, last week, obviously. You have some pretty good hands. So.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, you can do both. Block, but also catch the ball, too. A couple of nice plays. But that's as far as we can go talking about football.
Yeah.
Because I had prayed around the show, and I asked him some football questions, and he said I jinxed him, and then he missed a field goal, and he blamed it on me. So I kind of banned football talk for the rest of the season on the show.
I gotcha.
We do actually want to get to know you a little bit, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Yeah. You actually started your professional career as a basketball player.
That is very true.
You played in Belgium, Finland, France, Mexico, Argentina. Am I missing any?
No, that's all of them.
You're just like an international superstar.
Yeah. Little Austin Powers is
pimping all over the world.
You know?
I hear you. It must be nice to just wake up one day and man, I'm sick of playing pro basketball. I guess I'll just go play pro football now. I wish I was blessed with that athleticism.
So. I wish it was that easy that I was just like, you know what, let me just take off these Jordans and throw on some Nike Field Generals and just go out there and start blocking.
Was it that easy though, or was it a tough transition?
It definitely was not that easy. It was a lot of work, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of talking with my brother, because my brother played in the NFL for 10 years. So,
do you think I could quit football and go play basketball?
Yeah, how high can you?
The answer is no. You don't have to shoot or go to. The answer is no. Are you going to end with football, you think, or are you just going to say, screw it, I think I'm going to go start?
I think my pitching arm's pretty good. Yeah, so when I hit 40, I'm going to go train, and then when I hit 50, I'll be a hockey.
Well, I don't think Michael Jordan ever played three sports.
No, I'm trying to do more.
You could
more.
Say you're better than him, I guess, right?
Oh, definitely.
We had some questions from the people.
Who was this guy?
Yeah, that's what they'd be saying after you played baseball.
Oh, thank you.
We did have some questions from our followers, wanted to know, if you were a DJ, what would your DJ name be?
Mm. It's already taken, DJ Felly Fell.
DJ Felly Fell?
Pretty good. But creative. That's in Orange County. They already have him out there, so I can't steal that name. He's actually pretty good.
Yeah, Felly Fell. Okay. Felly Real Fels. Original. I was hoping something a little bit more funny. But if the last thing you ate is now the only thing you could eat for the rest of your life, how long would you live?
The last thing I ate was a granola bar.
So you wouldn't make it very long?
Not very long.
Well, last thing I ate was sunflower seed, so I'd be gone.
Oh, yeah, you'd be dead tomorrow, yeah, for sure.
Let's get into a little bit of the trivia question. I mean, like we said, you've traveled all over the world, so I figured what better route to go than a little geography, you know?
Right.
So we've got some geography questions for you.
Okay.
And don't worry, you can't possibly be worse than my last guess. So What U.S. state is the Sequoia National Park located in?
Sequoia is in California.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's one for one. There's a kind of a pattern to all these two, so
gotcha.
I'll reveal it at the end. The avocado tree is thought to have originated in what country?
Mexico.
Damn. Two for two. Buenos Aires is the capital of what country?
Argentina.
Nice. Did you get the pattern?
Yeah, I'm starting to get it.
All places you're familiar with.
Yeah.
I got to end with one more. Can you tell me what 10% of 240 is? Come on.
Don't let me. It's 24.
Very nice. Yeah.
that I really struggled with that one last week. So we've got to prove to our fans that, you know, some of us can do some math. And well, nice job, man.
Thank you.
I'm actually impressed. You're the first guest to get all three. Well, actually, 4 for 4. Because you picked up Zettles from last week, too. Did give you some pretty softball questions.
Yeah, I picked it up once you asked me the sequoia. I'm okay, California. Okay, avocado, Mexico. Okay.
Nonetheless, you nailed it, though. Well, we've got a big game, obviously, this week. Bye week coming up after hopefully we get a big win. You got any plans for the bye week?
Planning on taking our daughter to Disney World, so hopefully it's a win so I can scream it to
California
or Florida. Florida, yeah. Nice. We're from Southern California, so anytime we go home, we end up at Disneyland. Yeah.
It's in your backyard then.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
Pleasure to have you on the end of the line blocking and also catching big passes. So we definitely enjoy having you. And thank you guys for joining me. Another episode talking with TJ. We'll be on a little hiatus for a couple weeks so we can rest up a little next week. But look forward to talking to you guys in a couple weeks. Thanks.
Awesome.
I always try to mimic what my guests do
Actually, they the one, not the sales, the one.
Yeah. Okay.